growing controversy over corporation tax this morning. The Ulster Unionist Party and the Northern Ireland Conservatives have called for Sinn Féin to bring clarity to their position on whether they are in favour in definitely cutting the tax. On Wednesday night's Good Friday Agreement Generation show, Sinn Féin's Chris Hazard was challenged on the issue of cutting corporation tax. Here's what he said to me.
We know the negotiations have to go forward with the British government. What we said in the Fresh Start Agreement is if this is affordable. And we don't want to get to the situation where...
It's a firm commitment, Chris.
And what is the commitment? The commitment is...
Well, I'm asking you how much is it going to cost.
If it is affordable. The Fresh Start Agreement says if it is affordable, then we will agree.
So there's a doubt about it.
Read the Fresh Start Agreement. The Fresh Start Agreement says if it is affordable, and that affordability comes through negotiations with the British government over how much of the benefits we get to keep and what it's going to look like for our economy.
Hold on a second, because we need to clarify this. There's a doubt about it now, Alistair Ross, is there? It's not a firm commitment anymore.
Well, there's no doubt from our party we want to see corporation tax delivered and reduced.
Has it not all been worked out and agreed?
Well, of course, the difficulty is the price will change depending on what the UK rate is, and the UK rate is coming down. Therefore, the cost of delivering this is actually reducing for the Northern Executive.
Now, Sinn Féin's Chris Hazard was speaking to me there, right? His comments were then echoed by the senior Sinn Féin politician Alex Maskey, who tweeted, Chris Hazard makes clear that corporation tax cuts are wholly dependent on affordability and quality jobs being created. That isn't what it says in a Fresh Start Agreement. It says at point 1.19, the Northern Ireland Executive commits to a commencement date of April 2018 and a Northern Ireland rate of 12.5%. Commits to a commencement date of April 2018 and a Northern Ireland rate of 12.5%. Now, it does say above that, point 1.16, as a means of rebalancing the economy and addressing the social and economic challenges facing Northern Ireland, the executive is committed to an affordable and more competitive corporation tax rate. So what on earth is going on? Is there an agreement on corporation tax or not? Mark Crothers on The View last night asked Martin McGuinness if he was still convinced corporation tax should be cut.
I am absolutely convinced.
Even though that means risking potentially up to £300 million of the annual block grant to help big business rather than the people you say you represent who are some of the neediest in society.
Yeah, well, it has to be on the basis of affordability. That's written into the Fresh Start Agreement.
And is it still affordable?
I think it will be affordable, yeah. I'm working on the basis that it will be affordable, and I do believe that the ability to create something in the region of 37,000 new jobs is not something to be ignored.
So, when Martin McGuinness is travelling around the whole of the world, some of the ammunition that he has when he's travelling around the world is to sell to prospective businesses coming to Northern Ireland that there would be a corporation tax cut here. Is Martin McGuinness saying it might not happen? It's dependent on affordability. Is he saying what Alex Maskey's saying? By the way, America, we need to see if we can afford it or not. We'll get back to you. By the way, America, we need to see if there's quality jobs created, because if there ain't, we're not going to do it. Now, set up your business here in Northern Ireland. Is that what Martin McGuinness is saying? Because that is what Alex Maskey's saying. So what is the message from Sinn Féin? Is there definitely going to be a corporation tax cut by April 2018? Or is there a wobble over it? Or was it never happening? The CBI chairman, Nigel Smith, is with us this morning. Nigel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. I happen to be the director, not the chairman.
It's my fault. Is there clarity around this, Nigel?
Well, I think there's a little bit of uncertainty put in there. My own belief, and you just played the piece with the Deputy First Minister last night, I certainly believe he is committed to this. I think from a business perspective, you know, this is the one tool in town to help transform the Northern Ireland economy. We need to get the skills right. We need to get the infrastructure right. But we are looking at 30,000 to 40,000 jobs. It's about increasing living standards, increased productivity, higher value, higher wages on the back of that. There's nothing else that's going to bring that transformation that Northern Ireland needs.
Well, but Sinn Féin are saying, through Alex Maskey, for example, that a corporation tax cut is wholly dependent on affordability.
Well, it's been known for some time, and one of the key conditions is it will only be devolved if the executive can demonstrate it is sustainable finances. Now, we're going to know that over the next 3 to 4 months.
Has that not already been agreed then?
Well, you've read out the paragraph, and I'm looking at it in front of me here in the Fresh Start Agreement on the back of that. I believe the executive is committed. I believe at the senior level in Sinn Féin they are committed. Clearly, there
Alex Maskey, senior.
Affordability, but you know, as we heard from the Deputy First Minister, he believes it is doable. He believes it's affordable. It's about 2%. Mark Cuthers mentioned the figure 300 million. We believe the estimates are this will cost less than £200 million.
But surely
that's
Nigel,
2% of the Northern Ireland Executive's budget.
If it's less than 2 years away, should they not know by now whether it's affordable or not?
Well, we're going to have a new executive in May. Over the following months, they are going to put together a programme for government, and they will set out a new budget for the next 3 to 4 years on the back of that. So this will be put to bed then and provide that level of certainty that we require. Absolutely critical. This is about encouraging not just big businesses. This is going to benefit small businesses and medium-sized businesses in Northern Ireland. The estimates are quite conservative in terms of the benefits. They assume about 30% of those additional profits will be reinvested. The evidence I have from visiting a lot of companies is more like 80-85% of that money will be reinvested in the companies here, whether that is through wages, through innovation, through more capital investment. And that will all help to grow the economy and create more jobs in Northern Ireland.
And when Sinn Féin also say, through Alex Maskey, that corporation tax will only happen if quality jobs are created here, how do we define quality?
Well, I think the best measure, the easiest measure for that is high-value jobs with salaries above Northern Ireland thresholds. I think the evidence will be that those are the sort of jobs that we will get into Northern Ireland. You know, Northern Ireland needs to be looking at creating higher-value, higher-salary jobs, and that comes with more productive and more highly skilled. So but the challenge will be ensuring that we have enough skilled people in Northern Ireland.
But if Sinn Féin are putting that down, if Sinn Féin is putting that down as a red line as well, how many quality jobs have the executive agreed? How many quality jobs would have to be created through a corporation tax cut for this to happen?
Well, that is not talked about in the Fresh Start Agreement.
It's talked about through Alex Maskey.
Analysis that does indicate there will be higher productivity, higher quality jobs created on the back of that, and that is what the evidence. If we look to the south in Ireland, they have created a lot of very high quality jobs down there. They're continuing to do that. Their economy is growing at 4-5% a year, and that is expected to continue. A large part of that is down to their foreign direct investment, as well as growth in their indigenous companies.
Are these different messages from Sinn Féin helpful?
They're clearly not helpful. And clearly companies, particularly international investors, who are making decisions at the moment, if they hear that, they may defer decisions. At the worst case, we may lose that because investment, there's many other countries around Europe are looking to encourage investment coming in on the back of it. But at the same time, we also have uncertainty over the European Union, the referendum. There are people that are waiting to find out what the result of that will be on the 23rd of June or the 24th of June. We'll know the results on the back of that. But, this is about stability. These are investors coming in here who will invest, create jobs here for decades. So they need to be sure to have that stability and predictability of what they're investing in the environment, and indeed tax rates is one part of it. They will also want to make sure that there is availability of skills, that we have the right infrastructure in place too.
Paul Gosling's listening to this, the Economist. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning, Stephen.
Well, there we have the CBI on this show this morning, the director of the CBI, Nigel Smith, saying that these mixed messages from Sinn Féin, they're unhelpful and they may lead to decisions being deferred or indeed investments being lost.
Well, clearly there is a lack of clarity here. I mean, my perception is that there are tensions within Sinn Féin about the level of personal commitment by some senior politicians to the idea of devolution of corporation tax and cutting the rates. I mean, clearly they do want to have harmonisation of rates north and south, but I think there are perhaps issues raised on the doorstep with Sinn Féin in terms of people, perhaps some of their voters, not being happy about tax cuts for corporates. And I think we're seeing that. I mean, I asked Sinn Féin last night for clarification on its position on corporation tax because of its manifesto is not published for another few days yet. And it said it was committed to deliver affordable and harmonised corporation tax by 2018. And I then asked, what if it's not affordable? And I didn't get a reply. And, of course, the implication is that the figure, which may be 200 million, maybe more than that, in terms of the loss of block grant has to come out of service provision. It has to come out of cuts to other services.
But Sinn Féin have
and
added...
there has been no agreement as yet as to how that will be achieved.
Sinn Féin, if Alex Maskey represents their view, have added an additional caveat in. It's not just if it's affordable, and he says quality jobs must be created. So then we get down to Paul, how many? You know, well, clearly it's not one or two quality jobs, so have they worked that out?
I think that's rhetoric, Stephen. I don't see how you can put in place a new tax regime and know in advance what outcome you're going to get in terms of the actual number of jobs and the quality of the jobs and make that a condition. I mean, that is just rhetoric, surely.
Is Martin McGuinness wobbling over this, or is he totally committed to it?
Well, I've been in a number of meetings in recent weeks and months where Martin McGuinness has been present, and I've been left with a clear understanding that he is absolutely committed to corporation tax devolution by 2018. I interviewed Arlene Foster a few weeks ago, and she was absolutely clear it will happen in 2018.
And last Wednesday on the UTV Leaders Debate, Martin McGuinness said, I'm as resolute on the issue of cutting corporation tax as Arlene.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think he absolutely is, but not perhaps all of his members are with him on that. The big question is, how will they pay for it? Because it's only affordable if you make cuts to other expenditure. How will that be achieved? So, and that's the big question that we've left open for.
So Nigel Smith, given what you have said this morning, you have said that these comments from Sinn Féin are unhelpful and they may lead to decisions from investors being either deferred or cancelled in terms of investment. Would the CBI be calling for clarity from Sinn Féin? Would you go that far?
Well, we've always had the understanding, and this has been made clear for a very long time over the last 18, maybe 24 months, that the executive has to have to demonstrate how the sustainable finances. So, you know, we believe that will actually happen over the summer when the new executive will have to sit down, they're agreeing the programme for government, and they're going to agree a budget over the next 3 to 4 years on the back of that. So certainly over the next 3 to 4 years, that uncertainty will or the next 3 to 4 months, that uncertainty will go away. Clearly, you know, at the moment, invest more than that is out. There's other professional services out in the States trying to encourage investors. They were going to have to respond to those sorts of questions. But I do agree with Paul. I absolutely believe that the Deputy First Minister is committed to this. He recognises the benefits this is going to bring to Northern Ireland, to society, okay, the job opportunities this is going to create, okay, over the next few decades.
Nigel, thank you very much indeed. Paul, thank you.